And local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Monday, 717, 38 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Stephanie Anderson, Flint Hills Tech College Foundation, and the big FHTC Gala, not that far away, but we have activities going on now, and even more events before the main event happening with Run for the Roses. Stephanie, good morning, how are you?
I'm great. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday is something we don't usually say, but it's a good way to start off the week. How are things going today?
Wonderful. I'm actually really enjoying the sunset right now. It's absolutely beautiful.
I tell you what.
Or sunrise.
Sunrise.
I was not going to correct you on that.
Where exactly are you, Stephanie?
A vacation halfway around the world. Stephanie, how are things going here on the fundraising side? And maybe you can go ahead and review Wrangler on the Rocks, the online auction, before we start talking about what's ahead.
Wrangler on the Rocks went wonderful. I think we got some variety of bottles again this year. It's a second year, so obviously there's a lot of room to grow. Hopefully just growing that as the year progresses, and hoping to get more people on board and more community members aware of it to make it even bigger.
Good deal. Was it about $2,000 raised or a little more than that?
Yeah. Yep.
Good turning. Yeah. That's not bad.
So what is up? What are we looking at now, Stephanie?
Hats and hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
This week, the 27th, March 27th, from 4 to 7. It's a come-and-go event. We kind of put it for 3 hours in hopes that faculty and staff can make it down to the conference room and kind of have a social event before the big event. It's kind of nice to have people on campus and show them the new stuff that we have going on, and I think it'll be a fun social event for the women. Bring your hat. We will have some arts and crafts, wine, and beer. We have some bartenders on site, and come have a good time.
I have to ask here, what was the thought process in bringing this event here to the public, and specifically, obviously, having this as a women-centric event?
Well, I think it was because of the theme, the Kentucky Derby. The hats are a big thing for the women, and so I thought it would be fun to. I have a wonderful committee right now, and the members are really excited about the theme, and I thought it would be a fun way for us to kind of celebrate together all the hard work that they're doing and we're doing, kind of to relax and just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, if you have ever attended or watched a Kentucky Derby, you know that fashion is a big part of that big day.
Well said.
And, not only for the women in the hats, because you see all kinds of very interesting headpieces that are shown at the Kentucky Derby, but all kinds of outstanding dress that you'll find, too, so... that's coming up a little bit later on. And, of course, Run for the Roses is the theme of the big gala this year. And Stephanie, tickets are now on sale, correct?
They absolutely are on sale on our website, fhtc.edu/foundation. Tickets are $65. You can buy a table as well. We already have some wonderful sponsors on board. I should give them a shout-out, our presenting sponsor, Vectech. We have some other champion sponsors of Modern Air, Carey's Diamonds, Mitchell Markowitz, Souter Custom Fabrication, Newman Regional Health, Simmons, and Evergy.
Speaking of that here, Stephanie, is that a pretty standard list here of major sponsors here for the event, or is it a little bit longer list than you typically see?
I think it's a little bit longer list this year. obviously, I'm a little bit newer in my role. This is my first gala, but from what Mike says, we're quite a few thousand over last year's, which is wonderful. It's great to see all the community support. The Tech College has just an amazing variety of community partners, and they don't treat those relationships without notice.
Speaking of that here, Stephanie, what is the, besides the fact that you have, at least right now, it sounds like a deeper base on the fundraising side this year versus, say, other galas going into the event, and we're still close to a month out from it. What does that signify about the business partners and the community support, either locally or regionally?
I think it just means that people are becoming more aware of the importance of the Tech College and what we do for our community. And outside communities as well, all those rural communities that get bussed in or with everything going on in Emporia, I think people are recognizing how important our classes can be to further people's education.
And Stephanie Anderson, Flint Hills Tech College Foundation with us. The big Run for the Roses Gala Benefit event coming up at White Auditorium. Give us the dates, Stephanie.
April 25th.
And what will the evening entail?
A lot of fun. We have some great live auction, silent auction. We're going to have some horse racing. Obviously, Carrie's Diamonds. We're going to have a beautiful necklace for Luck Be a Lady this year. A couple of our live auction items I wanted to talk about. One kind of Mike mentioned last time at the African Safari. It's a 7 to 10 day night for two hunters, including a total of six different animals. You get full board, wine, beer, and soft drinks, laundry. And then we've also got a trip to Nueva Vallarta, which is absolutely beautiful. It's an 8 day, seven night at the Mayan Palace in Vedanta. The pictures of it just look absolutely glorious. Need to go there.
You and me both, that sounds like.
Yeah. Just stunning. Just pampered so much. And then we also have the HVAC system for Modern Air that he mentioned as well.
Well, and it wouldn't be a Flint Hills Tech College gala without some fine cuisine, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's been such a wonderful part of this position, is we're just down the hall from the culinary. And I am just always eating the most delicious stuff. Homemade bagels, cakes, desserts, rolls. They are having a world cuisine class where I went down and ate food from Africa. And I think this week is Mediterranean. And the presentation and the skill level is just amazing. It's just phenomenal to see.
How else are the Tech College's students and departments going to be highlighted and really lifted up here during the gala?
Yeah, so a lot of our hygiene programs, they require community service hours, so they come in, and as you can imagine, serving 400 to 450 people, you got to be kind of organized. So a lot of our students will help with serving the food. A lot of the students will be helping sell tickets with our IT department. They'll be walking around with tablets. They're just amazing. And then obviously our culinary will be plating a wonderful, beautiful meal for everybody.
So again, the Flint Hills Technical College's Gala Benefit and Auction coming up April 25th. How are we doing on ticket sales right now, Stephanie? Because this generally speaking, sells out. How are we doing here when it comes to available space and the now traditional don't delay advisory?
We're in the early stages, but yeah, as you know, tickets just went on sale and they'll be picked up pretty quickly. Obviously, we have a lot of sponsors this year, so they're going to be picking up a lot of our tickets. I think right now we have over 300 attendees, and those tickets will go pretty fast.
All right. Well, let's lay it all out once again for the folks, Stephanie. When is the Hats and Hors d'oeuvres party?
Hats and Hors d'oeuvres is March 27th from 4 to 7. It will be in the Tressler Conference Center at the Tech College. And Run for the Roses Gala Benefit will be April 25th at White Auditorium. Doors will open at 6.
All right. And before we let you go, I know this isn't part of what we were planning to talk about, but college getting ready for a big family and friends event here, it sounds like, on Saturday, too.
Oh, fantastic. A lot of the faculty and staff have come on board to help with that. It'll be great to have the students bring their families out. It's a great time to gear up and give people tours and get people on campus, because a lot of people, once they get on campus, they're like, wow, I didn't know you did all this stuff. I didn't either. I was born and raised here, and I had no idea the vast majority of things, the programs that the Tech College offers.
Well, they are aplenty, and they are outstanding, and the Flint Hills Tech College Gala is not that far away. Get your tickets. Don't delay. Coming up Friday, April 25th at White Auditorium. Stephanie, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great day, Stephanie Anderson, Flint Hills Technical College Foundation. Hats and Hors d'oeuvres coming up this Thursday, and then the Run for the Roses Gala, April the 25th.
Okay, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, they're fast disappearing, at least for the next couple of weeks. Only available date that we have this week happens to be Friday, and then Monday and Wednesday of next week are the only ones we have available for next week. So if you want one of those three spots for your event or activity, let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number. The email address, if that's easier for you, kvue@kvue.com. Local Mason Dave Hendricks is our Newsmaker guest tomorrow. We're talking about the free health and cancer screening event, which will be hosted Saturday by the Kansas Masons, the Emporia Masonic Lodge, the Masonic Cancer Alliance, and the University of Kansas Cancer Center.
All right, and our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette, again, trusted news since 1895. It is 729, 38 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
There's a credit union for you. It's easy to join the 142 million Americans already getting a little more for their money every day. Credit unions are open to a wide